This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and hold on tonight. It's going to be a ride you're going to love. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America, including down in the Caribbean, where I know it's a lot warmer there than it is where I'm at right now. Oh, boy, I'll get to that in a minute, too. But also to the people listening to us around the world on the Internet, especially the folks over in Germany and in France and in the United Kingdom. We've had several conversations during the course of the evening here leading up to the showtime. And I also want to give a special shout out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the snow plow and sander drivers, because, yep, we still got a bunch of snow up there, lake effect snow. We'll get to all that here a little bit later on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Thanks for all you do keeping the America rolling along. And let's not forget our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. They're all in that mix. And don't forget to go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Check it out. Look at all the different things we have there, and take advantage of a lot of the things that we have to offer there for you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready, sir?
I sure am.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, Kyle, as we always do, under God. This country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I didn't watch all of the impeachment. I couldn't stand it, but I did listen to some of the audio, because at least I didn't have to look and see who the people were that were up there with their facial characteristics and whatnot. But watching what I did, listening to what I did about the impeachment vote debate today, I came up with a couple of observations here. Now, first of all, evidently, our elected class, our officials that we've elected in the Congress, the House of Representatives, have no understanding of the definition of the word debate. What we were witnessing today was just a reading of statements. It was not a debate. And in a debate, opposing arguments are supposed to put forward an argument for opposing viewpoints. It's a formal type of discussion where logical consistency, factual accuracy, and some degree of emotional appeal to the audience are all elements. None of that happened today. That's point number one. And in fact, many Democrats are rebutting their speaker's declaration that we are a republic, not a democracy, proving that these are prepared statements, further proving that this is not a debate. So when does the debate on the facts and evidence begin? Well, the short answer is, in this case, with this bunch, never. Now, this has never been about establishing high crimes and misdemeanors, folks. It's been about a political opportunism and giving a progressive Democrat an advantage in 2020 because they think everything they're doing is going to hurt this president's chances of getting reelected in 2020. Well, I got news for them. Because on the opposite side of the aisle, Republicans, with the exception of Representative Doug Collins from Georgia, are not focused in their narrative, and they're not calling the Democrats on their manufactured facts in the immediate. Now, the American people are seeing what's going on. And, Kyle, if the Senate performs like the House GOP again without Collins, Trump is in trouble. But I don't believe they will. I think Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell have got this, and they are going to nail this. They're going to take care of the defections of the usual rhinos, Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and maybe even Mitt Romney. But they're going to have the votes. They're going to stop this, and that's going to be it. Hasta la vista, baby. See ya.
You're absolutely right, Captain, and that's what I think the majority of Americans want. I think we're going to see these poll numbers even shift more so into President Trump's column in terms of being, against impeachment and removal, because the Democrats have just put on this abominable show that they've done. And you're right, it was just a bunch of statements, and it's interesting because you have the Republican representatives get up, and what they were saying was making total sense about you can't make up crimes, you can't do stuff like
that. There are no crimes.
Of course not. And they're literally making things up out of whole cloth. And in many ways, Captain, the Democrat-controlled House is acting like they're a parliament and not one of the, part of the bicameral system or one of the different three parts of our own government.
Well, here's the deal. Abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, the two charges that they voted to go forward with, neither one of them is a crime. So you don't have a high crime, you don't have a misdemeanor, you have a big, fat, nothing burger, but because it's the House of Representatives and because they make up their own rules as they go along, because they can actually change the rules whenever and however they want to do it, we get what we've got.
Well, exactly. And this is exactly what the framers were trying to avoid. This is why they created the system that they did and had that high bar for impeachment. This is now a political act, pure and simple, and this is what they've decided to do. And they have now shown the American people exactly what they're all about.
Yeah, and then, of course, the president went off to battle. Where did he go? He went off to Michigan.
Battle Creek.
Yeah, and our good friend Ron Edwards was there sitting behind the president. They had him sit up behind the president to make up the group that was behind the president. Now, I did not see him. I looked to see if I could see him, but I did not. I saw a lot of other people there, but I didn't see him, so I don't know if he was buried in amongst a bunch of people or was just out of camera shot, but too bad for him because I was looking for him. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. When Ron Edwards comes on during hour number four, we're going to ask him where he was because I did not see him, and I'm sure there's a picture somewhere of him. But anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more about this because Nancy Pelosi is threatening to delay sending over what they've done in the House, which is going to delay everything even more. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from everyone at the Captain's America Third Watch. And now here's your host, Captain Matt Bruce.
Ho, ho, ho! And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com/captain is a website to go. But let me tell you about Relief Factor. I take Relief Factor, and I've been taking it for 3 years and 9 months. And I take it because I have arthritis. And I was taking a prescription, two prescriptions, called Mobic and Flextril. And I started to get some side effects with it. It would make you dizzy. It would make you tired. And I said, Mo, I've had enough of this stuff. So I just quit taking it. And one day I decided to see what would happen. And I couldn't stand it because arthritis, when you get that, it's there. I mean, you can't get rid of it. So I started to take Aleve. And I took 6 Aleve a day, two in the morning with breakfast, two at lunchtime, and 2 at supper. Well, all of a sudden, wouldn't you know, because this is what happens when you take a lot of stuff like that, I started to have a little bit of internal bleeding, and I went, oh, my God. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, you know, you got to get off that stuff and go back. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. So I heard an ad, and it was my buddy Mike Gallagher. I heard an ad, and he was talking about Relief Factor. I went, son of a gun, I'm going to try that. I mean, after all, you know, if it takes care of the pain, it takes care of the pain. So I went to the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, signed up for the $19.95 3-week quick start, got on it, and boom, in 2 weeks' time, pain was gone. Now, not gone, but down to 1 or 2 compared to 7 or 8. And that was pretty doggone good. And I've been on it ever since. Now, I am a customer. I'm a client of theirs. You pay $19.95 to begin with, and then the price goes up. I don't know what it goes up to, but it's higher than that. But you have to weigh the options. Do you want to be out of pain, or you want to be in pain? And this is the best way that I know to do it. Reduces swelling, too. So, arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, leg pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, just general pain. And by the way, I gave this to my friend JW at the Tampa Trump Club meeting last night, because he had fallen down in the skating rink, taking his grandkids skating, and I gave it to him, and I gave him two packs, and I said, here, take one now with your food that you're eating, and then take one a little bit later when you get back home. He took it, and about 2 hours later, he says, I feel better. I says, you're kidding me? He says, nope, I feel better. He says, well, I knew it would work. I didn't know it would work that fast, but it did, so it helped him out. So here we go again. ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. After all, what do you got to lose? With pain, right? Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I got a question from Steve in Thailand, and I'm going to ask it, and we'll see if we can give him an answer. He said, if the House holds up the impeachment for the Senate trial by not sending the articles of impeachment in the Senate, can or will the do-nothing Democrats continue with impeachment efforts using some other reason? Now, this is what Nancy Pelosi threatened this afternoon, that they were going to hold up the articles of impeachment to guarantee a fair trial.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, she doesn't know what the process is going to be, and if they've got a
she knows.
Oh, of course. And we're not going to announce any House managers, and these would be the ones who would go and help with the trial, basically, until we know all about the process and whether or not it's going to be fair and all this kind of stuff. And so a lot of this, Captain, is very, very interesting to watch unfold, because if they will hold up these articles of impeachment, and by the way, when President Clinton was impeached, within minutes, those articles of impeachment had been sent to the Senate, you know, conveyed to the Senate for the trial, basically, to start that process. But what Pelosi and the other Democrats may be doing at this point, they may be trying to find a way, obviously, to prolong the pain of impeachment, but they know that it's going to be a dead end in the Senate, so maybe this is their way of trying to get an off-ramp somehow, to make people forget about it, because they know it's such a bad issue for them, the Democrats. But also, Captain, all that being said, I heard so much yesterday in the so-called debate section of this process where President Trump is an immediate threat to our democracy.
Oh, God.
He's an immediate threat to our national security.
Yeah. Maxine Waters isn't?
Well, right, exactly.
And AOC isn't?
Exactly.
And Murkata Tlaib isn't?
Well, no kidding, no kidding. But they tried to, and part of their talking points is that this is an emergent situation. President Trump needs to be removed. I mean, because if he keeps going, the whole world's going to fall apart. But yet now they're going to delay that process. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, you don't call 911 and say, well, maybe come by later on, but, you know, the house is on fire, but, you know, take your time, kind of a thing.
Now these,
you never do that.
Now, the group of four who we know are radicals, correct?
Yes.
We know they hold radical opinions and authorities, and we know that they support groups that are not favoring the United States. For example, the Muslim Brotherhood, to name one, Hamas, to name another, Hezbollah, to name another. They've actually come out and supported some of those groups. I'm talking about Tlaib and Omar in particular, but in Somalia, the Al-Shabaab, and somebody even said that Boko Haram wasn't all that bad. And then today we find out they've killed 1,000 Christians in less than a month in one area of Africa. But anyway, did you know that when they get their committee assignments and they're on, say, the Intel Committee, or they're on the Armed Forces Committee, or they're on some sort of committee where they're getting information that is classified in every sense of the word and they're not supposed to say anything, did you know that they need no security clearance at all to be on that committee? Did you know that?
That's right. That's because they got elected to Congress, basically. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So it's automatically assumed just because you got elected to Congress that you were okay and there's not a problem and you're not going to rat out and tell anybody things that are going on. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. I believe that Omar is informing people back in her home country and whatnot, people that are, don't have the best interests of the United States. I can't prove it, but I just believe it because of the comments. She makes a public comment, and it goes wherever, right?
Right, right.
Same with Tlaib. Presley's done a few things, and even AOC. So just remember that, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, Kyle, there is a simple solution to all of this. You know what it is?
Voting. Yeah.
Voting. And by God, come November 2020, on Election Day, you need to show up at the polls and you need to vote these bums out of office. That's what it takes. That's what you need to have. And good morning, Al, up there in Nebraska, and hopefully you're staying warm. And good morning to Richard out there in Oregon. He just chimed in, too. But I want to play something real quick here. This was Kevin McCarthy before the vote was taken yesterday, and this was what he had to say, which, by the way, what he said actually happened. So here we go.
This is the only partisan, pure partisan impeachment vote in the history of the United States, and what it's setting up to be. The only bipartisan element, as we've talked about, are Democrats who may vote against it.
How about that?
Right. Well, of course, it is the pure partisan impeachment. It's been like that for well, according to Nancy Pelosi, right, for the last 3 years, 2.5 years or so, because she slipped up the other day and actually said they've been trying to do this for a long time. Exactly. But what we do see happening, though, is a Congress that, again, is sort of acting like it is oblivious to the fact that it is one branch of the government. And they're actually trying to impeach the president, Captain, with the second article because the president was trying to avail himself of his constitutional rights to have the other branch of government, the judicial branch of government, decide whether or not the Congress could compel people to come and testify by subpoena. And so, again, and also part of the memo that they're all sort of going by today was that the president's not above the law. I don't know how many times I heard that, or yesterday as it were, the president's not above the law. But evidently Congress is, because if you're subpoenaed by Congress, you don't get to avail yourself of the law in order to defend yourself. You might actually have to go appear before Congress, but a judge has to be able to verify that.
All right, well, Al is chiming in. He says, if Nancy holds up the articles of impeachment, it's nothing less than election meddling. Well, not exactly. Not exactly, because the election, by the vote of these Democrats yesterday, was handed to Donald Trump yesterday. Now, the flipping of the Congress is going to be the Republicans, if they're smart, saying, well, look what these people have done. What have the Democrats done for you lately? Impeach, 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 impeach. They haven't done anything. That's all they've done. They spent the whole 2 years that we've been in Congress doing nothing but impeach, 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 and then start playing the audio of Nancy Pelosi saying, well, it's been at least 2.5 years we've been working on this.
Right.
That's all they've been doing.
Yeah, because their cover is totally blown.
Yep.
And they haven't made a case.
And I'm going to hound on this and hound on this and hound on this, and I am not about to stop. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. Right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, when we come back, I've got another little short audio piece here I'm going to play from the proceedings. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has become the third U.S. president in history to be impeached. The majority of the House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump. The first article, Abuse of Power. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi with the final count on that article.
Ayes are 230. The nays are 197. Present is 1. Article 1 is adopted.
Moments later, the second article, Obstruction of Congress, was passed by a majority in the House as well. As the House voted, President Trump rallied his forces at a campaign rally in Battle Creek, Michigan.
It doesn't really feel like we're being impeached, Steve. The country is doing better than ever before. We did nothing wrong.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
By the way, Mike Gallagher stole my chief engineer. They're down in Palm Beach for the Charlie Kirk group down there. They're having a big rally down there, and a lot of the Salem daytime guys are going to be there, starting with Mike Gallagher. So, hello, Robert, if you're listening. Robert Haley, my chief engineer, is down there. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They've been in business over 75 years, and they insure some 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And I've had their they've been my agency for 25 years at least. And, of course, GEICO is the old government insurance company. That's what their name means. GEICO.com is their website. Now, go over there, type in your zip code, and you'll get an opportunity to do one of two things. Either ask a question, get an answer, get a quote right there from the website, or find out where your local agent is so you can talk to them and have them come over to see you, or you go over and see them, whatever works. Now, GEICO offers you coverage, for, of course, for the car or the truck that you're driving. They also can cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo. And they'll help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent or by going online and doing it that way. Whatever works for you is what works for them. So go over to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Check them out and see what they can do for you. And when you get over there, tell them the captain sent you, because they may ask you how you heard about them. And, of course, just tell them the captain sent you. That's all. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got a call from a nice lady during the break here in the local area asking me about the letter that was written. If she wanted to know if Donald Trump himself wrote that letter that he sent to Nancy Pelosi, because she said some of it drove her to tears, and it was an emotional letter. If anybody got a chance to read it, we talked about it last night, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But here's the deal. Stephen Miller, one of the president's senior advisors, wrote that letter, him and his staff.
That's right. That's right. And he's the director of the Office of Legislative Affairs, I think, as well. So that's exactly right. And that's not uncommon in that sense. I'm sure the president went over it and had to give his approval on it. But because what was being communicated, I'm sure, reflects exactly what the president thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very important letter as well, because it gets the president on record, but also it shows that this whole scenario is just literally built on, it's a house of cards, basically. And the Democrats have opted to do this for some unknown reason. I mean, I understand that they want to remove the president ultimately, but they know that that's not feasible. So they think they're going to damage him politically, but in reality, you know, talk about the Teflon president, this is just bouncing back at them. This is a major political catastrophe that we're watching unfold right before our very eyes. And I heard somebody on the Hill yesterday, Captain, talking about when history is recorded, about standing against this president. Well, when history is recorded, it's going to show that the Democrats did a bonehead maneuver believing that it was going to benefit them, but it really actually will do more to destroy their party than anything.
It is going to cost them the Congress, the House of Representatives. Is going to cost them more seats over in the Senate. It's going to cost them governorships. It's going to cost them state legislatures. It's going to cost them local elections, because what's going to happen is the president's coattails are going to be far and wide this time around. Hold on. You're going to enjoy the ride. Now, I want to talk about something here, because nobody knows about where Michael Horowitz was last night, unless you're listening to me right now. Michael Horowitz was testifying in front of Senator Ron Johnson's committee in the Senate yesterday, and he had some bombshell, earth-shaking news. Listen to this, and we'll see if you're as excited as I am about what he said at the very end.
In a number of places, not only this Inspector General's report, but also under in the mid-year exam, you have a similar statement, and I'm going to quote, "We did not find documentary or testimonial evidence that political bias or improper motivation influenced the decisions, fill in the blank." And you've used it in a number of cases. Now, I know we talked earlier about you're pretty confident there's no political bias in the opening of the investigation with Bill Priestap.
Yeah, we did not find evidence, and as to him, we knew who made the decision. We could focus specifically on him.
But you definitely, in both these investigations, you found political bias.
We found, through the text messages, evidence of people's political bias, correct.
Wow.
Yes.
All we've heard from the Democrats is, there was no political bias, there was no reason to... That's all we've heard, and we heard the lie after lie after lie after lie. And that was the Inspector General in his own words saying, and I quote, "We found through the text messages evidence of people's political bias."
Well, right, and even the text messages that were released some time ago, just a basic reading of those.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it demonstrates people who
Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, he's not going to get elected, right? We don't need to worry about that, right? Yeah, and all that. That's political bias. And by the way, this is hard to fathom. She's on with Rachel Maddow, Lisa Page, trying to explain what it was kind of like listening to Bill Clinton go, well, you know, it depends on, let's see, it depends on what the definition of the word is. It was one of those things that she was doing with a word, a play on words. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. I'm hearing Bill Clinton all over again.
Right. Well. Again, I mean, what's happened is that we've seen, you know, the curtain's been pulled back, and you find out that some of these people who actually have some authority or influence or part of these kinds of things, these investigations that are supposed to be legitimate investigations, their political bias may have played a big part in this. And then it would be so hard to argue against the idea that people who want insurance policies in case somebody gets elected, that they're not bringing those biases to bear into their official work. I mean, that's so hard to
now, here's where I'm going to end all this stuff about impeachment, at least for this hour. It's going to be with Doug Collins, and this is what he had to say on Fox News when he went on after the vote.
I think what we're seeing today is a culmination of what the Democrats' obsession with impeaching this president has come to. And it's been sad because along the way they trashed the rules in the House, they trashed decorum, they trashed everything because they had one purpose and one purpose only, to undo the election of 2016 when their own candidate failed miserably and their own policies have never been accepted by the American people. This is all about an election in 2020. If you don't believe me, just listen to their words yesterday. They're infatuated with feeding this president an impeachment that is the only way they feel they can do it.
Right. Right.
That's right. That they understand, and you know, it's interesting. They're trying to get mad at Trump for what they think he was trying to do about Biden, or trying to get this, you know, make Biden look bad to win an election.
And what did we break yesterday about Biden? Wasn't it had something to do with Latvia?
Latvia was also asking Ukraine about about corruption and things having to do with Burisma.
Why was that?
Because they all this money evidently
was going through Latvia.
And
they wanted to know where this billion, there was billions of dollars being funneled through Latvia to camouflage it so it wouldn't show up in Ukraine. They wanted to know what they were getting their hands into with all this money that was going back and forth.
Right. And you see, the funny thing is here that the Latvians evidently didn't realize that Biden might run for president, so they're not supposed to ask questions.
And oh, by the way, Kyle, remember the amount of money that Joe Biden personally got his hands on or was filtered through him during the years that he was in office? Do you remember the number, the amount of money?
It was, what, many hundreds of millions?
No. $7.5 billion through Joe Biden's activity. $7.5 billion just through Joe Biden. Now, that was his influence going back and forth. Does that mean he got all that money? No, but it means his fingertips, his hands were on that money, and then it went wherever it went, including to his son, $1.5 billion.
That's right. And then, of course, also with the Latvian government looking into Burisma, that may have been all the more impetus for Joe Biden to try to make sure that the prosecutor in Ukraine got fired because everybody was starting to get too close on this thing. That's a possibility.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, let's see, what is this now? This is Allegan. Okay, this is Allegan. Al's chiming in the chat room. He said they did definitely give the Republican Party a lot of campaign ad material. Well, yeah.
Big time.
This is re-election stuff here we're talking about, folks, and I guarantee you. And here's the other thing. Even the Democrats are upset about this because they've all been lied to. Everybody in this country has been lied to by the likes of Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, Jerry Nadler, Maxine Waters, take your pick. They've lied about everything. And by the way, here comes the music, so tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And to be continued, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, see you tomorrow. All right, okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him so very much. When we come back, we're going to get into the highways and byways of truckers' weather. Tell you what, it's snowing up there in them there lakes. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way,
racing with the wind.
Born to be Wild, the theme from Easy Rider. Remember that movie with Peter Fonda and the motorcycles and all that great stuff? Born to be Wild, Peter Fonda. And I'll tell you what, that's dating myself a little bit, but I'll tell you, that was a movie that we all watched when I was in high school, and it was a lot of fun. Alrighty. This edition of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your local Flying J and Pilot Travel Center, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. We'll get into all that in a minute, but we got to tell you, right now it's cold across the southeastern part of the United States. We're going to have wind chills right here in my area in the 30s by daylight in the morning. Matter of fact, the temperature has been dropping all night long here, and of course it's going to be a lot colder up there where Nelson's at, because they got a hard freeze warning up there. Temperatures up there are going to be down into the teens in some areas with the wind chill, and actual temperatures are going to be way down there. And by the way, hello there, Catwoman and Road Dog. Going to say howdy howdy to you guys. They're on the way back down to Texas. They're thinking they may get caught out there for Christmas. I certainly hope not, because I'll tell you what, being on the Texas border, I almost said Texican border, might as well, but being on the Texas border with Mexico is no place to be at Christmas time. I know. I had it happen to me a couple times. Unbelievable. But anyway, it's going to be frigid also up in the Northeast, where guess what? Not only is it going to be cold, but the lake effect snow machine has kicked in again. And because of the way the winds are blowing, gee whiz, gosh almighty, all the way from Buffalo, Niagara Falls, straight across to Syracuse, to Utica, down I-81, Utica, down towards the foothills down there, toward Cortland and that away, and then up to Watertown, and then over Ripley, straight east out of Ripley, and over there around Erie, Pennsylvania, straight east out of there along the northern edge of the great state of Pennsylvania for about 60, 70 miles, the lake effect machine right now. And that's where the snow is up there in the Great Lakes, besides a little light dusting going on up there in Maine tonight. But very cold, very cold temperatures in upstate New York, as well as Vermont, as well as northern New Hampshire, and in the mountains of Massachusetts, some of the coldest temperatures of the season so far up there. And as I said, it's chilly in the southeast. By the way, want another area where it's cold? Try the Rio Grande Valley. Hard freeze warnings down there as well. So life is not all that good when it comes to wintertime living, but it's going to change, as it always does, in a couple days or so. All right, now let's go on up to a cold area of high pressure with frigid temperatures and some gusty winds consuming the northeast corridor of the country, with the lake effect snow coming off Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. Meanwhile, a very wet and soaking weather pattern continues for the northwest into northern California. You can expect heavy rain, possible flooding, and heavy mountain snow in the higher elevations, as well as a number of coastal impacts, including high winds and rough surf. Now, let's go up to Montana, because so far in Montana, it's pretty much just a wind blowing up there. But to the western part of Montana, moving to the east, you have a winter snow warning, winter snowstorm warning up there in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, moving to the east. All the way down through the central part of Idaho, certainly when you get up on top of Cabbage, when you come up out of Boise and start climbing up in the, to get up on top of the mountains up in there, you're going to run into snow all the way up there, up on Cabbage, down the other side of Cabbage, a little bit of snow in the Hood River Valley, Pendleton, Oregon, snow tonight, snow in the northeastern part, Spokane, Washington, for sure, snow there, a winter storm warning all the way across to Snow Squad from Coeur d'Alene along 990, so be advised of that. And then I-5 east to higher elevations, to the east of I-5, you've got a winter storm warning. You've got general snow along the lower elevations, but then along the coastline, it's all rain. And heavy, gusty winds, all rain, all the way down to Medford, Oregon, from Washington State, Seattle, all the way down to Medford. Now, east of Medford in the mountain ranges there, you've got snow, like dusting of snow. You've got some snow in the mountain ranges of Northern California tonight, too, and over in Wyoming to the area from Laramie to Cheyenne tonight, you're going to have some high winds when you get up on top of the rock there about the Lincoln Monument as you head towards Cheyenne, so be advised of that on I-80. But other than that, things aren't looking all that bad, and that's a good thing. Things are not looking all that bad for a change. For a change. Now, what you need to be concerned about this week is getting the heck out of Dodge and getting your load so that you don't get stuck out there in the highway, because there's nothing worse than the weekend. And that's funny, Flip. That's funny. But you remember the movie was all about motorcycles and the motorcycle gang and all that sort of stuff. And Catwoman and Road Dogg are having a good time with that, too. By the way, I want to mention something right now about the pilots and the Flying J's, because they will be open regardless of what goes on Christmas time, because they know the people out there in the highways and byways need a place to go to. The truck stops never shut down. And I'm not sure, they did not tell me exactly how they're doing. 10 degrees in freezing fog in Effingham, Illinois, according to Catwoman and Road Dogg. Oh, boy. Well, time to get out of Dodge here, guys, and it might be a little warmer as you go south, but 10 degrees and freezing fog. I hate that stuff because it makes glazes over in the road. Gives you black ice. But your pilot and your Flying J, not your average truck stop anymore. Of course, they'll be open Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, and all other times, too, because they never close. That's what the nature of a truck stop's all about. And the pilots and the Flying J's, now, their main restaurants include Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen's, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's. They've also got the Huddle Houses, the Moe's Southwest Grill. And in New York and New Hampshire, some of the locations have the full-service Dunkin' Donuts locations, which you've got the breakfast meal menu and light lunch menu with soup and chili, and then the light supper menu, same way there. So it's not just about donuts anymore with Dunkin' Donuts. You can go there and you can get a pretty little decent meal to start with. Now, pilots and Flying J's, of course, out there all across the country. You can find them from north to south, to east to west. They're pretty much headquartered out of Utah and the northwestern part of the United States, which is where they got started, and it's where I saw them. And when they started moving east, I knew how good they were out there and how good the food was that they had, and I wasn't surprised when they moved to the east, and they're just as good and just as busy here. Now, all the amenities you can find at the much bigger plazas, the big box truck stops, they got it all at the Pilots and the Flying J's too, especially the Pilot Travel Centers. So pull on in there and find out what they're all about, because I'm going to tell you, you're going to be surprised. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Not back in the days when you pull into a Pilot, get yourself a cup of coffee, a hot dog, a bag of chips, because that's all they had. Out the door you went with your cheap fuel. Not anymore. Alrighty. Now, coming up in the next hour, L.C. Hastings, the congressman out of South Florida, is back in the news. Now, that name should be very familiar to people, especially in Florida, with his history. And I'll get into all that when we come back, because he is the only congressman I know that's in Congress, elected by God only knows who down in South Florida, who was impeached as a judge, as a Florida judge, for corruption. He got convicted and removed from office, impeached from office, for corruption in South Florida. Surprise, surprise. All right, Kathy Curtis is going to take us to break here. So here we go. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.